Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
Mugs, pugs, thugs. Nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
Thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Any thug can kill. I want you to take your ego out of the equation.
Thug life.
Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Oh, hell yeah. They got robbers, thugs, drug dealers. Right, you name it.
You think you got any thug in you?
It's been rolling fucking today. It's not gonna work. It's gonna just be like, nope, sorry, no dice. Hey, I'm Jim. He's Clarkson.
Hi.
We are the Film Thugs, and we are joined by our new co-host today.
Yeah. Woo. You know, yes, I am.
It's the official David Lee Roth soundboard.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh man.
This is some straight up punk rock sound drops out here, kids.
Yeah. I fucked up this morning. The way we normally record is we run out of the machine, our little mixer, into a Zoom recorder, which works great unless you're a dumb fuck like me and forget to bring the recorder. And then you have to record into a laptop that for some reason doesn't recognize two of the fucking ports. God damn it. Yeah. So, yes, my laziness. I'm dumb and lazy. This morning, I'm like, make sure you bring the fucking recorder in this. Make sure you bring the iPad. Because you got these drops. Make sure you bring the iPad. Get into my fucking car halfway to work. I'm like, shit.
No.
Got the fucking recorder. But I got my laptop, so we can make that work. Fine. And my real laziness was when I was on my way here. I left the school parking lot. I was driving. You were like, I'll be about a half an hour. Realize I forgot my notes, my actual topics that I want to talk about notes, but I'm like, fuck it, I'm not going back. Just not going back. I'll see what I can remember.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care at all. Everyone can go fuck themselves. All right. So we've just passed. There's a couple things to discuss here, and one of them, I'm going to start off a little light, but something that annoys the fuck out of me. My least favorite thing about Thanksgiving is the number of people who... for some reason, believe that just saying the word turkey is a joke. So, did you eat some turkey yesterday? No, fucking no, because
no.
I'm a goddamn, I'm a fucking Cambodian.
No.
So, no, I don't know why Cambodian. I don't know why that would
I'm a religious vegan.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Yeah. Did you eat turkey?
But there was some turkey.
Hot enough for you?
Yeah, it's like, if you were to be like, so did you eat some crab on Thanksgiving? Then, no, that's still not fucking funny.
No.
Don't do
I
it.
Did.
Don't fucking do it. Yeah, I ate a lot of turkey.
No crab.
We had, oh, well, yeah.
Defined human. Mainler?
Alaska snow crab.
Yeah.
Yes. What the fuck happened to Paul Walker?
Too bad.
That was like jarring to hear. Like, what? Holy crap.
Apparently the production of Fast and Furious 7 is on indefinite hold.
Yeah, but it's still, like, people are like, what's going to happen to the movies? They're going to keep making them.
Well, yeah, they're going to keep making them.
Fucking multi-billion-dollar franchise. They're not stopping. But it sucks. And my feeling is, like, I didn't know the guy. It's inappropriate for me to talk much about his death other than, dude, it fucking sucks. A 40-year-old guy with a kid died.
No, it's terrible.
It's awful. But waxing poetic beyond that, I feel, is, I don't know, inappropriate,
it
were. So,
That's what the comments are for on the internet.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where you can be an asshole.
Right.
That's where you can just say,
boom, I go shithouse at him.
Yeah. So, that's fun. Also, I would like to address these comments directly to George Romero vis-a-vis the season finale of Walking Dead. Hey, buddy, fuck you.
Yeah.
Just a soap opera. No comment made about the human condition or anything.
No,
fuck you. Sorry. When you can...
No.
When you can put up 10 minutes of anything that devastates as much as the last 10 minutes of that episode did, I'm not going to say anything
no.
other than One thing that people think happened, I don't think happened.
It did not happen. I don't buy it for a second.
Belt buckles. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Belt buckle.
Don't buy it for a second.
Mm-mm. The thing is, that happened in the comics, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, you told me. That's...
It's fucking jarring. It was horrifying.
Of course.
But, you know, hey, what can you do? That's how it goes. But, yeah, seriously, go fuck yourself with your whole, it's just a soap opera. No, it's moving and effective because it's about something on purpose.
I mean, it's terrific, right?
It is. It's fantastic. So we are in the winter storm time here in Austin.
Yes.
Here's one thing that pisses me off. Whenever it gets icy, and these people are like, oh, these people in Texas are too stupid to know how to drive on ice. Because that's what you're saying. Oh, they just freak out when it gets cold. Here, let me break this down to the fucking Northwesterners or people who fancy themselves international or what the fuck ever. When there is ice on the road, you can't drive.
Yeah.
In other places, like you talk about, where we do it, you have, you know, fucking means to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. We haven't had ice on the roads in Austin for like 2 years.
At least.
Maybe three.
At least.
It's been a long goddamn time.
And the further south you go in Tejas, the less frequent ice on the road is.
Right. We don't have snow tires. We don't have ice tires. No. We don't have chains. Anything like that. Here's the thing. When it breaks 90 up there, half the fucking elderly population dies. Who's fucking stupid? Put a goddamn air conditioner in the window.
Sorry.
We can't magically remove ice from the road.
No.
Sorry.
And we don't. We just can't. Say, fuck it, International Snow Day.
And I'm going to repeat that. 90s. And it's the 90s. We get 115 degrees here, and it's like, well...
That sure is hot.
Yeah. It was a warm one today.
Yeah.
I'm just so fucking tired of this goddamn superiority that folks who've lived up north, oh, don't worry, it's not cold. Motherfucker, it's going to be 28 degrees. That's cold. It's not as cold as it could be. You're from New York, big deal. Yaktush, Russia, their high was negative 17 today. Right. So no, motherfucker, you don't know cold. Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, your regional superiority complexes are all understandable if that's what you have.
Uh-huh.
What's really bad,
what
really frosts my pumpkin, James.
Ooh,
and pumpkin you don't James. Want my pumpkin frosted.
I do not.
So Samuel's wiener goes...
You don't. That's awesome.
That's from South Park.
That is.
It's terrific. That's George R.R. Martin talking about... That's George R.R. Martin talking to Butters about the wieners, all the wieners in it, and they're all floppy.
Oh, that's fucking good. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, what's terrible is not somebody from Maine saying, oh, you people from South Texas don't know how to drive in the winter. You're correct, we don't.
Yeah.
What's really bad
is
the people from fucking Texas, from South Texas, that move out of the fucking state for a couple of years and then come back and, you know, I'm driving Texas because the only people in Texas know. But you think Texas is so great, protected and secure. If you just live where I live, then you'd understand.
Exactly. Are you talking directly to Dale Dudley on that one?
No, I am not.
Because that motherfucker used to go off. Oh, people here are so stupid. They don't know. Oh, shut up, Dale. Shut up. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, waiting in specs this afternoon, instead of going back and getting my notes, and sitting there waiting in fucking specs,
right?
I remember why I hate Christmas time so much. It's because Christmas music isn't fucking cool. Stop trying to pretend that it is. Come there to me, per-per-per-per-per-per-per. All I hear, you know.
You can't make it. You don't need to try to jazz it up.
Yeah.
Or modernize it.
Yeah.
If anything, it should be painfully
Dated. Yes.
And Lawrence Welkian in its Caucasianness.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It should be Andy Williams.
Yeah.
Holiday playlist on Pandora. How do I know that? On my list.
Yes.
That's why, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's... I don't know. It's just
classic.
One of those...
It's classic for a reason.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People know how to finish notes. Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't need to hear it. I don't.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not sure. No, I don't need to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking maddening.
Yeah,
you know, give me goddamn Night Before Christmas, not some. I love that.
Love
that
it.
Makes me happy as hell.
That is good.
Yes. Also I had the greatest moment ever happen with me yesterday playing Grand Theft Auto Online. Grand Theft Auto Online is the purge.
Oh, that's good.
Because it is, the way they play it is the map,
mm-hmm.
That's the lobby. You log into the online and you are dropped in the middle of the world.
Nice.
You've got a character you can build. I like own an apartment and have a 10-car garage that I'm just, every time I see a muscle car, I steal it, drive it there, and just, so I've got like 8 badass, like Vin Diesel muscle cars.
Nice.
But if somebody's driving by, if you see somebody with their name above them, like just hovering above them, a name, that's another player, you can fucking kill them and get points.
Wow.
And some guy just starts fucking with me, ramming his car into me and all this. And then we're just playing Demolition Derby,
right.
Just fucking head clip. And he gets out of his car with like his machine gun, going to try and shoot me. And I just do the drive-by shooting thing. And the target pops up for a second. And it's right in the middle of his head. One bullet goes out. And the guy's, boom, dead on the street.
Nice.
I'm like, what? Holy shit.
I just won a gang war.
Oh my God. It was literally burn after reading.
Nice.
Hey, yes. Bam, whoa, and we're done. That's the end of you. So yeah, that was my favorite thing that happened.
I have a comment to say about the new Wonder Woman casting.
Mm-hmm.
Gal Gadot. Is that how you pronounce her last name?
I don't know. She's
certainly
in,
not Gadot.
No. She is in. She's in the Fast and Furious movies. Yeah.
She's Wonder Woman now.
She's
so
really skinny.
She's really skinny. But yeah. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Jim, you know, work out and ask Tom Cruise about how to make you taller. Happens all the time, kids.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No problem. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. Sounds good to me.
Right. Yeah.
She's pretty. She's brunette. Can she act? Great.
Sure.
Put on a really ridiculous outfit and
right.
Punch the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what... It's girl power, baby.
Yeah. But my point is, the article about the reaction... I can't remember where this was on. Was this on Latino Review? Probably. That's the finest in news. It's where I get all my news.
Latino Review is...
It's really good.
Fucking awesome.
It's really good. No, I don't think it was. I think it linked to something else. It doesn't make a shit. The article was the laziest bit of work that I've seen in a while. Because it said the many reactions to Gal Gadot being cast as Wonder Woman. And then they just fucking screen captured reactions on Twitter and Facebook and whatever, and put them on there and list them out to like 12 different reactions.
Yeah. Wow. That's...
Which, at best, is a clip show of social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really? Did you turn that into... Obviously, the editor was like, fine, fuck it.
Wouldn't it be great if we could just do that, like read other people's Twitter on here, just go on here and be like, oh yeah, by the way, this guy just said whatever. Who gives a shit?
Reviewing the reviewers. Let's do that again.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, and once I saw a blip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Who cares? Like, people are losing their minds about it. Let the movie have a script.
You're, I believe, reaction number 10.
Yeah.
As well as am I.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, who fucking cares? Jesus.
You know, it'll all be okay.
Yeah.
But DC is involved, you know, right?
And if it's not, it's a Batman movie.
Yeah, it'll
I mean,
be fine.
Sorry, we've got 3 really good ones and a couple that are okay. And so,
it'll be fine.
Let's calm the fuck down.
It's cool. Hey, just be glad that these comic book characters are there.
Yeah.
On a giant screen with real budget, real relatively smart people behind
it. Yeah, for realsy shit, y'all.
Yeah, this ain't fucking the first Fantastic Four movie.
No, it's not.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's not the original Captain
original.
America.
Yeah. It'll all be fine.
Original Captain
Vince America. Lombardi is getting a biopic. You hear about this?
No. Given the way they've been casting biopics, who's going to play Vince Lombardi? Don Cheadle?
That would be
just
awesome.
Just bizarre casting. Why not? We'll do that. Yeah.
The guy behind it is J.C. Kander, or Chander from All Is Lost. I haven't seen this.
Neither have I.
But it's Legacy Pictures, so they probably got the hot foot to make it happen.
Uh-huh.
Tribeca Films also has a Lombardi biopic in the works.
Uh-huh.
And you can imagine who they've... Tribeca Films has tagged to play Vince Lombardi. It's not...
Sombrero Robert De Niro!
Yes. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
The other choice was John Travolta.
Oh, wow. It's weird. It's such an odd casting choice.
That's why I chose him.
Yeah. Here's my view on it. Somebody put it perfectly. Why I really liked Lincoln, as opposed to a lot of other biopics.
Right.
Other biopics try and do this birth to death, everything.
Yeah, no.
Lincoln focused on about a week or so. A very small window of time where he was trying to do one important thing. And it was, I thought, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we going to try and get Vince Lombardi's whole life? Or are we going to get the window that matters?
I imagine they'll do the window that matters.
Yeah, that's because you notice that there are so many biopics that try and do that.
Oh, we're going to
take them. Like, no. I'm
going to do that. But did you watch An Adventure in Space and Time?
No.
It's the movie about Doctor Who, the first season of Doctor Who.
No, but it's got the guy who plays Walter Frey playing William Hartnell,
yes.
I believe. Yeah.
Spooky. Good
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
My point is not to just talk about Doctor Who. My point is the efficiency of that filmmaking.
Yeah.
Is, I mean, boom, 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 boom.
Nice.
You want a little exposition and something about the past? Here's a little thing. Now we're getting to the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly timed.
Nice.
Obviously, it's a TV movie, so they had to move this shit along.
I need to.
But Hollywood could probably learn a thing or 17,000 from shit like that.
Yeah. It's always sort of maddening that, again, the shit that they will take away from it is, well, people like the old Doctor Who, so we'll make them like that.
No.
Not, oh, wow, really efficient storytelling that moves quickly and is engaging is what people want to see. It's, well, apparently people like folks who are in Game of Thrones, so why don't we just take this guy and put him in that, you know, and we're
people
good.
Will love it. No.
It's maddening.
And so I imagine they'll have something referenced in his childhood that references something else in the window of his life.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, focus on an event and make it the story of how they fit in this event that is defining.
Ah.
Odd. Odd choice
oddly
of word.
Enough. Yeah. Yes.
So. Yeah.
It's terrific.
Yeah. I'm getting the feeling of coming all the time.
So can you believe how much I'm in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people, I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night.
Eventually, I'll shorten that drop to coming day and night.
Yes. Well, here's the weird thing. When he talks about getting the pump.
The pump.
If you've ever gotten that while lifting, where you've actually felt it, it's weird because
it feels like you're coming.
Yeah. It's just a bizarre feeling. It's like, what the fuck is I like that.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Anyway, so we're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, in case you haven't guessed.
5-time Mr. Universe and 7-time Mr. Olympia. The man that the Guinness Book of World Records named the most perfectly developed man in the history of the world.
Jesus Christ.
Which
might be a much.
At his peak.
But being.
At his peak. It's tough to fucking say. I've got a bunch of different lists on here. Okay, here's bodybuilding at his peak. His chest was 57 inches. His waist was 34.
Jesus.
His biceps were 22. Thighs were 28.5. Calves were 20. And his competition weight was 235 pounds. This is on a man who stands a robust... What is it? Where is it? I've got his height somewhere.
Officially, isn't it 5'10"?
I thought 5'11". Somebody saw he's like 6'1 or something
six
like that.
One, I've seen it billed differently. 6'1.5".
Yeah. According to IMDb, he's 6'2", but regardless of those,
whatever,
that solid muscle, that much at that, holy crap, that's terrifying, sirs.
It is terrifying.
Terrifying. It's funny because evidently he was talking about, evidently his father when he was a kid nicknamed him Cinderella, and his older brother Meinhardt constantly picked on him.
So. You can see how someone might be driven to make something of themselves.
Yes.
I believe quote was, I want to be rich. I want to be somebody.
Yeah. And his intellect. Okay, we'll get to that when we hit Terminator, because that's a cool line. I've got all of these little facts and things like that.
Fun facts.
Yeah, fun facts. They're factoids. Here's something I love. Here, see if you can guess who he's talking about here. On the death of this actor. This actor was a talented and passionate artist who struck a memorable chord with audiences throughout the world. He played a wide range of characters, both on stage and in movies. And his celebrated performance made the hard work of acting look effortless, which I know from experience is not easy. As a fan and as an actor, I admired him, and I know that he will be dearly missed. On behalf of all Californians, Maria and I send our deepest condolences to his family, friends, and fans. That was his statement on the death of Patrick Swayze.
Ah, yes.
So, you know, hey, you've given love to the Swayze.
Yeah, that's right.
You fucking, yeah.
Represent.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
Das Army.
Yeah.
And I'll just pull out these fun little facts and quotes and shit that I got printed all over the place here while we talk about the career of the man who doesn't make sense to me. Honestly, I like his movies. I like him. I think he's fine, all that. His fame makes no sense to me. His fame is fucking baffling.
Yeah.
Because it gets fun when we start getting into his character names on occasion, because it's just like, my name is John Champion. Like, what? We're not even going to try and hide it here. We're not even going to pretend that this should be. My name is Ben Richards.
There was a great, Emma Thompson was interviewed on Graham Norton.
Mm-hmm.
She made a great quote about him.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're friends. Talking about her turn in Junior,
yes.
Was it?
Yes.
It's like, and Graham said, well, can he act? Oh, God, God, no.
God, no.
But he'll tell you that.
I don't believe I've told my Arnold Schwarzenegger story. Mm. By the way, Arnold Black Plowman.
Yes.
Which is true. That Ecker is, that's where like acre comes from for plowing. Mm. Schwarz is black. Schwarzenegger. Schwarzen is, never mind. You get it.
I get it.
So, my first day of training at Dell.
Mm-hmm.
I show up and I'm wearing a suit and all that because it's like, yeah, dress to impress. And everyone else there's dressed like they just came from the fucking beach or Hooters or something. I'm like, oh, screw this.
Hooters at the beach?
Yes, yeah. Everyone else just is dressed like an asshole. So I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm not doing this anymore. Someone's like, dude, Arnold Schwarzenegger is here. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it was at the time when Michael Dell's office was right in, you know, you'd walk into the building where my training was happening downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like right off the lobby downstairs. You go up the staircase, that's Michael Dell's office.
Okay. Is this true or not? He had a chair just like Darth Vader's chair in Empire Strikes Back.
I don't know. I never got to see his office. So.
I bet he does.
He probably does. It sounds about right. So, anyways, my first day of training, someone's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's here. He's hanging out with Michael Dell. It's on. I was like, that's bizarre. So I'm walking out, and it's like this massive lobby with this cool, like, crossed staircase. And as I'm walking out, Schwarzenegger's walking down the stairs with his people, and people are saying, and I exit next to him. He's like 10 feet from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, fuck it. I go, Guten Tag, Herr Schwarzenegger, wie geht's? He goes, ah, ich bin gut, wie geht's? And he just starts rambling in German. I go, bitte, meine Deutsch ist nicht so good. He goes, nein, dann ist, and got in the limo and was gone. Here's the funny part.
That's awesome.
A few months later, I'm telling that story.
Mm.
And a guy who was there was like, dude, I thought you were his bodyguard. And I said, what? And he goes, all I saw was this massive guy standing next to Schwarzenegger wearing a suit talking to him in German.
Or Austrian, as some people call it.
Yes. And I was like, well, that kind of, I can understand where that comes from.
Right.
But not only did I talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger very briefly in German, I was mistaken for his bodyguard.
Boom, I go shithouse on him.
So Samuel's meter goes... I just like
throwing that wiener thing in there.
That is good.
But if you really look at it, here's a guy who came to America, he came to America barely speaking English,
yep.
Went to college, and was rich before he started acting.
Yeah.
Off of real estate. The man was rich before he started acting. There's this belief that he's an idiot. He's not.
He's not an idiot.
Genuinely not an idiot.
Just the same people that think he's an idiot are the same people that think name your action hero is an idiot.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
Not an idiot.
Yes.
Sylvester Stallone.
Not an idiot. Yeah.
Steven Seagal. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's your baby.
Yeah.
That's your baby.
That's terrifying when you have all those baby cries.
Yeah.
They kind of spoil.
I need to fucking remember that. When we are set up to where I don't have to remember shit.
That'd be nice.
That'll be fucking awesome. And coming soon in about 6 months.
Yeah.
Six motherfucking months.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. he makes, but if you look at it, he comes over here, does it, motherfucker can barely talk. His fucking accent was so bad that...
They replaced it in Hercules in New York.
He dubbed him Hercules in New York / Hercules Goes Bananas. He was credited as Arnold Strong.
Yes.
My favorite anything from that was he was on Letterman once promoting Terminator 2, and he's like, oh, it's fantastic. We got these wonderful special effects. And it's and Dave's like, we got a clip for it. And they cut to it, and it's a scene from Hercules in New York, and he pulls his sweater off, and they cut back, and Arnold is covering his face. He's like, was that like a special sweater? They did to pull over. Was that what that was? Like a special? He's like, I cannot believe you would do this, Dave. Dave! Calm down, damn it!
Get to the
job! A man who can barely talk English. Like, he speaks English worse than Shaq.
Yeah.
Yet somehow...
I don't know.
Dr. Shaquille
O'Neal. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Doctor, fucking PhD in education. For whatever that means.
Hey, so good for you.
The guy getting his master's.
You're no idiot.
Yeah, he is. So, Hercules in New York. I have not seen Hercules in New York.
I have seen, I think, all of it. But really? I'm not sure. Bits and pieces.
How'd that work for you?
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It looks
I want to say they should have done Captain USA's groovy movies. Was it Captain or Commander? I think it was Commander.
That sounds like shit. Like when Joe Bob Briggs used to do the fucking drive-in, the movie show on USA.
Yeah, it's when USA had about four programs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
One of which was Night Flight. Was that on USA? I could be making that up. Doesn't matter.
But what's so weird is he could have at that point just been, you know, a one and done, whatever. Then he made some shit I've never even heard of.
No. Well,
he played Hood in Augustine's Office in The Long Goodbye, a movie I am familiar with, but. Happy Anniversary and Goodbye. He played Rico.
He was Lars in Scavenger Hunt?
He was? Wait. Scavenger Hunt? Wait. That's not Midnight Madness.
No. Midnight Madness is Midnight Madness.
Yeah. It's like Scavenger
Hunt. Midnight Madness.
Let's see. Okay, we'll get past the shit that no one's seen. Stay Hungry, Joe Santo. Nope.
No.
Streets of San Francisco, Joseph Schmidt. San Pedro Beach Bum, he played a muscle man.
Hmm.
He was the handsome stranger in a movie called The Villain. Scavenger Hunt, he played Lars.
Yeah. And Mickey Hargate in Jane Mansfield's Story.
Although
a bit large.
Yeah, Mickey wishes.
Mickey was fucking put together.
When you look look at Mariska Hargitay, it's like, so your mom was Jane Mansfield and your dad got paid to stand around in a fucking Speedo.
Yeah.
Duh. No wonder you're hot. Actually, now that we think of it, shouldn't you be hotter? Nope, you shouldn't, because goddamn Mariska Hargitay. Mm-hmm.
I really love now that Law and Order whatever it is, SVU, is down to just her.
Oh, yeah?
Basically.
Huh.
So all the promos are just her, and they've dolled her up now.
Nice.
From the frumpiness they used to have going on in the early stuff. No.
Whenever I think of her, I think of the statement that I made that Hope thought is the funniest thing I've ever said. It's like, you know, a lot of women think Chris Maloney is hotter than he is, and so do most men. It's like, because you look at Chris Maloney and he's just kind of an average looking bald guy, but there's something about him where you're like, I wish I looked as good as that motherfucker does, and I don't know why. But yes,
he's a cool guy. Yeah. That's why.
Yes, there we go.
Big friends with Maynard Keenan.
Why not? Why wouldn't he be?
Mm.
So this follows up with Conan the Barbarian.
Now we're talking.
Did you see the video that I sent you that my friend made called Push Toy of Pain?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you would appreciate that.
I enjoyed it.
What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women. I mean, it's terrific.
Nice.
It is terrific.
Lamentations. Lamentations.
Not laminations,
no.
Joe Rogan. Lamentations.
I have only seen this once.
What?
With you.
Well, that makes sense.
In the refuge.
Ah.
Yes. Yes.
That makes sense.
You know how goddamn long ago
that was. That was a while.
Evidently, he was supposed to do the voiceover for it.
Yeah.
But they were like, no. Oh, heavy brow.
Wow. No. Mm. No. He does do the Krom prayer when he gets real serious.
Yeah.
That's about as much as we want to give it at that point.
Yeah.
Other than being chased by dogs.
God damn it. Fucking that. Conan, what I like about Conan is the way that they went through his life to where it wasn't just some big dude who happened to be. It was like, no, he was a slave. He got that big through work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Lots of work.
Not just
spinning that little thing. Yeah. Although that's pretty much all it shows you.
Yeah, but that'd do it. That's a whole body.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That is functional strength training. That would not lead to a body like that.
No. No. Some massive fucking legs, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Crazy legs. Unless it was an anabolic wheel that he was pushing.
Maybe he had multiple wheels. Yeah. I don't know how this works.
We don't know. Neither do I. I haven't done the science on this.
Yeah, all I know is he gets enslaved, comes back out a monster.
Yeah. Yes.
That can whoop ass. And I mean,
whoop it. Oh man.
And he can.
He can. He can.
Apparently.
Now the time I saw it, I remember it being a lot better than I thought it was going to be, because I think a lot of my knowledge of it came more from Conan the Destroyer and Red Sonja.
Oh, ooh.
Where it was kind of like, well, this shit happened. It's one of those things where, like, if all you knew about the Rocky movies was Rocky V.
Oh, yeah.
If all you knew about Star Wars was Episode II, you'd be like...
That would be terrible. That would be absolutely terrible.
What is... Actually, it's even worse than that. It's like, if all you knew about Star Wars was the holiday special, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with everybody?
Why does everyone like this?
A question. You got the Blu-ray player. Does it have a USB port on the front of it?
It does.
Fuck yes. Oh, son, you are about to have an embarrassment of riches. Embarrassing. It's going to be great. I'll hook a brother up. We'll get you a hard drive that'll hold it up, because I have every MST3K and almost every riff track. So,
word to your mother.
My mother indeed. But it's what I hate is I just haven't gone back to rewatch Conan the Barbarian. I just haven't. No reason.
It is fantastic. So Samuel's wiener goes. It does. Samuel's wiener. Does the I Am Lying
Lemon Drink
the score for that movie?
Who does? Is,
oh, his wiener.
His wiener does. Oh yeah, it just comes out.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I watched that fucking thing as a kid.
Bunches and bunches.
Yeah, Milius and Oliver Stone wrote the screenplay for that. Thank you, both of you. That must have been some interesting
cocaine talk.
Lots of cocaine,
yeah.
And lots of, I imagine, late night discussions. Let's call them discussions.
Yes,
on political differences.
Well, what's funny to me is when people, like, there's a guy that I know is a huge Big Lebowski fan, and I was like, yeah, you ever seen a picture of the guy who wrote, the guy who did Conan the Barbarian? Like, no, and I show him a picture of Milius, he's like, that looks like, yeah, it's the basis for Walter.
Yeah.
Walter is straight up basis, even down to appearance. The fucking glasses. Those yellow fucking shooting glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Milius is a guy I'm surprised had a career, because he's like, calm down with that. Wow. Even for fucking anarchists like us, it's like, hold on, sir.
He is a stone cold badass.
He really is.
I love that guy. Love you too, Oliver Stone. Yeah. The same.
I just, like, Oliver Stone is easier to dislike in my book.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy. Yeah.
Conan the Barbarian, I read the stories afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah. This is when I was a kid. But I couldn't unsee, obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger upon reading all those stories from Howard.
Well, because when you're picturing somebody who is the biggest, baddest motherfucker on the block, it's hard not to fill that in with the biggest, baddest motherfucker ever.
Movie, it's just fucking good.
Yeah.
It never fails to entertain me.
Yeah.
Love it!
Does Conan the Destroyer entertain you as much?
Yeah. Well, I'm a Not as much. It's got its problem. That's pretty much it. When the servants of the gods or whatever showing up to talk, and he just throws a dagger right in that guy's face.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
That's a bit of magic.
I believe, because I haven't seen it anywhere in the neighborhood of as much.
Right.
I think that the girl that played, excuse me, the woman who played Ursa in Superman 2 is the queen in that.
Hmm.
Ah! Oh, yeah, now this fucking thing works.
Okay, well, hold on. Here you go. You've got... There we go. I got one that's actually giving me a waveform. So, perfect. We fixed it. You... Clarkson's got the for-reals-y one. Go ahead and hit one.
Let's see what happens. Wow, that's loud.
Jesus, yeah, we have no volume control over that, but at least it's working.
Okay.
It looks like we got it, at least.
Is it recording? Okay, good.
Actually, wait, no, it's no? still fucking not. It's just blowing our ears out. God damn it.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So people at home don't know what the hell's happening.
Yeah, we just did an on-air attempt to fucking tweak with the goddamn soundboard, and I'm looking at it like, okay, nothing, just fuck you.
We don't edit.
Yeah, so there we go. That's how we do it.
Anyway. That's about it.
Yeah.
As far as that one. Red Sonja, ditto.
Yeah. I saw part of Red Sonja and was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, not my favorite.
This is terrible. Now, in here, he hits the one that defines him, that makes him, which is Das Terminator. Okay. You know that, what's his name? C-Cakes. Jimmy C-Cakes wanted him for Kyle Reese.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd rather play this. He's like, dude, no, you don't want the Terminator. The guy barely has any lines. And Arnold said, trust me.
Well.
Yeah.
Again, not an idiot.
They originally wanted to quote the foreman of the jury. They wanted Orange Hall James Simpson to play that. But you know why they didn't cast him? No one will believe him as a murderer.
You gotta listen to the way people talk. You don't say affirmative or some shit like that. You say, no problemo. And if someone comes up to you with an attitude, you say, eat me. And if you want to shine them on, it's hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, it's terrific.
Fucking
I could not wait to play that drop. Terminator, I got it! Not talking about Terminator 2 yet. Don't care!
If you want to shine someone on, I'm going to meet them.
What is best in life and about that particular clip
is
some shit like that. No one says some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Yes. Some shit like that.
Says some shit like that.
No. Dumb bastard. That was the best take.
Yeah.
That's the one they used.
Uh-huh.
C-Cakes is like, fuck it, move on.
We've shot two goddamn that shit much like to get this fucking jerk off this.
Look at my bangs.
God. Only thing that was
better. He talks like Matt Damon from World Police.
The only thing that I can say positive about Edward Furlong is he's not that fucking mongoloid ginger he spends half the movie with. That kid needs to die. And I can say that because he's probably fucking older than me right now. Yeah. So, you know, not like I want a kid. That guy needs to go away. He's a fucking day-walking freak. He's the reason no one likes redheads.
That's right. Still a ginger. It's not good.
So,
but yeah, Terminator. But
the Terminator was one that I just remember like being afraid. Like, not afraid of, but like, because I didn't watch violent movies for a while when I was a kid. You know, that came out, 84? So I was 9.
Yeah, man.
And I was still kind of like, oh my God, people are getting killed. And this was like the first movie that I saw that I was like, oh, wait, you mean it's just cool, like, action-y stuff happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can get behind this. Because I thought there's violence in it. That means it's the goddamn Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right.
Because I was a fucking dumb kid, dude. Right. I was a dumb kid. So, yes. That's what we all were. But
oh, yes. I could not watch that at my house.
Yeah?
Under any conditions. So, of course, it made it that much more tantalizing I went to someone's birthday party and the mom had rented it.
Holy shit,
Had it on in the other room.
That was like when you went to the fucking party and they had aliens on
in
the
other room. Yeah, like, oh, holy shit, is that Terminator?
Uh-huh. Nice.
Like the cake was ignored. That was it. Every boy in that party was just
It's weird. Locked. My parents had no problem with me. Like I think they understood pretty early on that I knew the difference. Mm-hmm. So they were like, they never really cared about me watching R-rated movies. So there.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I didn't have that experience.
It was nice. It was very nice. So you just had the fucking damaging, like you just were the science experiment of your fucking cousin who's like.
Yeah, they wouldn't, experiment with fucking Rambo and, action movies.
No.
Just show them some soul-crippling horror that they can't possibly process.
We got a Venezuelan snuff film. We'll make him watch that a couple of times.
He loves it. Look at him.
Look at him.
He's smiling. I like ghost stories better.
But yeah, this was one that was like a turning point. Because you're 9 or 10 years old. You see a movie like this, you're like, that's kind of fucking cool.
Oh, man. Especially the shots of the future.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was really scary.
There were little pew, 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 pew.
Had I known then that I was just looking at a world where there were Terminator bikes and Terminator giants and Terminator whatevers and some place where that kid from Avatar was going to show up, I would not be as terrified.
Yeah. Well, what I liked about the way the first two movies did it was like it was always night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And seeing that during the day is just, oh, okay. Stupid. Another, whatever.
Yeah.
A mountain of fucking skull.
Yeah.
Which, let's get into, let's just talk Terminator 2 since we're fucking on this. Like, why are we going chronological? Let's just discuss the Terminator and Terminator 2, and then we'll get to the other ones when the fuck ever. Because why? Terminator 2, what I love about it is the first line of it is, the world ended on August 29th, 1997. Right? Well, which was my 22nd birthday. And you know what's interesting? 22nd birthday is the first time I ever got drunk.
Ah, it did end.
So, So Jimmy C-Cakes was talking directly to me. I don't even know where the fuck Jimmy C-Cakes season cake? Seeds cake for your bird bath.
Barbaric.
But yes, that one... Terminator 2 was bizarre because that shit was unescapable.
Oh, yeah.
Inescapable. Couldn't get away from it at all. Like in Guns N' Roses, that video was badass.
Yes.
And it was cool because people, the first song that came out off of the Use Your Illusions was You Could Be Mine.
Yeah.
And interesting for those nerds out there that would like read liner notes and shit, the whole when you're bitch slap rapping in your cocaine tongue, you get nothing done. Those lyrics are in the liner notes for Appetite for Destruction.
Oh, yeah?
For some reason, they're there. I don't know why, but they're there. Funny story. I remember my parents apparently watched something on Donahue where they were talking about the violent music.
Right.
And it came home and my parents were like, do you own anything by Guns N' Roses? I was like, yeah. Oh, well, apparently they're terrible. And I just went, Dad bought it for me. There's just this pause. But I remember seeing that movie just on a whim. Like, not... We were... How old when Terminator 2 came out? 1991, so 15. It was that summer. Yeah. We were almost... 15, it was tough to see, do anything. And it was, like, one of the last times that I hung out with the guys on my block as friends. Because, it was about when we drifted apart. But we all went down to the Dollar Theater and watched it. And it really... It's one of those that lives up to the hype. At least at the time.
At the time it did. Absolutely, for sure.
Because that was one that was winning everything.
I can't remember who I saw that with. We were at the movie theater in the Beeville.
No.
Mm-hmm. Drive out to Beeville to the two-screen Dollar Theater and watch yourself some Terminator 2.
Two screens.
And we were front row joint, as I recall. Mm. And blown the fuck away.
Yes, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Definitely imagine that.
When they say nonstop thrill ride, that's one of those films where I legitimately felt the thrill ride.
Yeah.
At that age. Now it's fuck all I can see. All I can see is Furlong, Furlong.
Yeah,
Furlong.
Well, it's become something that it's back in black.
Yeah,
we've absorbed it. It's become part of the everything.
Chill out,
Dickwad. I'm sorry, just saying
some shit like that.
Yeah,
it was one that seriously, if you were alive at the time and paid attention to shit, it's
huge.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Every award show. It even came down to where Arnold had like a pat speech for mm-hmm. you know, of all the awards that this movie has won, this is definitely the most recent. That was this funny little comedy made everywhere,
right.
But it was revolutionary,
yeah.
With effects, with the way stories were. And I'm sorry, people forget, as much as we don't like Titanic or Avatar, Cameron can make the fuck out of a movie.
There's no question about that.
Yeah, there's absolutely no hesitation.
It's never been in question.
Yeah, he just sometimes makes movies we don't give a shit about.
Right, that's
and that's
all.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's all.
I stand by that his work with Arnold is my favorite shit. Terminator, Terminator 2, and True Lies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, True Lies. Let's talk True Lies.
Woo!
Shall we?
Let's.
Oddly, high point of that movie, still Tom Arnold.
He's good.
Shouldn't ignore people. That's rude. I'm tired of being in the van. Why do I always have to be in the van?
Who saw that coming?
Yeah. It was really solid. Very cool shit happening in it. I mean,
yeah.
it was some classic action-y stuff, but just the fact that they interjected a little bit of realism. Like when he was going to try and jump the fucking street, jump off the building with the horse, and he got near the end and the horse is like, fuck you. No.
No, not happening.
No.
Using all of your extra super secret spy abilities and powers and authority to capture, what's his name? Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
Not Bill Paxton.
Pullman.
Pullman. No, it's Paxton.
It was Paxton, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
whatever, one of the Bills.
You know Keith David, David Keith?
All of them.
Well, all of them were there, yeah.
Mickey Rooney, Art Rooney.
Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney, doesn't matter.
You ever notice that things don't go the way I want them to? Okay, he's dead. Is he?
Yeah,
he's dead.
I think so. I don't know.
Cock. But yeah, using all of that just to fuck with him, it was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. But you know, man, just and speaking of beautiful, Jamie Lee Curtis brought the thunder.
Yeah,
in that flick.
Yeah,
brought.
I saw that in the theater.
Yeah,
that was quite an eye opener.
I didn't see it until later, but it was still quite the eye opener. It was right up there with Satanica Pandemonium for.
Did that just happen?
Except I'm hoping that you didn't have a girl staring a fucking hole through the side of your head during this one.
I did not. I did not.
Oh man, but no, the Terminator movies and True Lies, fucking incredible, and that's the kind of movie I wish that Cameron would start doing. You know, just make a badass action flick.
Yeah, man.
You know?
You don't have to make all this other shit. You made Avatar 1. You don't need to make 2 and 3.
Yeah.
You really fucking don't.
Yep.
You don't.
Yep.
I know you're gonna.
Yep.
But you don't have to.
Yep.
And just let it stand by itself.
They're gonna make 2.
Then you don't have to fuck with that.
Yeah. They're gonna make $1 billion each.
Of course.
Yeah.
But.
Because why would they?
It seems like
who cares?
Waste of time for a lot of blue kitty hair sex, baby.
Oh, hippies having hair sex. Man. Now, Commando, that's a movie I've seen multiple times.
That is the fucking jam.
Remember Sally when I promised to kill you last?
That's what made you
did. I lied. I mean, it's terrific,
right? I mean, it's terrific right on the end of all of them.
Yes.
It's the fucking bomb.
Oh, that is so good. And
Commando is one that I just... The level of non-understanding that I had when I watched it the first time, I genuinely was like, you mean fucking gun stores have a room in the back with rocket launchers and shit?
Awesome.
I thought that was like a standard thing that he just knew. Oh, it's got to be here. Oh, there we go. Got the switch for all these guns.
One big guy can throw off, 12 fucking security guards in an airport?
Yeah.
Like He-Man?
Yep.
But
yep.
Less flousy?
Yeah. When it starts out with you carrying a fucking tree.
Yeah, and a close-up of the bicep.
Yeah.
I think there's titles over it, actually.
I believe he could do that, just given what he was working with there.
In this world.
Yeah. Yes. Not even the least believable part of it. The least believable part of it was when he jumped out of a plane and landed in a bush and was like, well, I guess I'm all right.
He landed in a marsh.
Yeah. Landed in Mars.
It's fine. Wetlands.
Yeah,
wetlands broke my fall.
They never would have found his body. Like, that's the thing that, in reality. But it was fun. I liked the whole idea of the time clock that he had to figure out how to do all that stuff before the plane landed. And they found his friend's dead child.
It's a dead child.
Awful. Schwarzenegger and Brad.
Terrible. We're not paid for doing
exactly.
This.
It was fun and stupid and violent.
Oh, so fucking dumb. Yeah. Dumb. Dumb lines.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... I say that, and my inner child's saying, don't call that movie dumb.
Yeah.
It's a piece of art.
Because it was designed...
That's body. That's the best.
It was designed for 10-year-olds.
It's so awesome.
It had...
Vernon Wells.
All so fucking awesome. Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
Who at 10, we were like, God damn.
Someday.
Yes. Wow. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
But that commando, fucking loved that shit. Fucking loved it.
They're coming downwind. Downwind? I can't smell them. I did. What? What?
Really?
Really? Arden?
Really?
Arden? Probably should have reacted quicker.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Can't pick that thing apart. It's just too perfect.
You know, I never got all the way through Raw Deal. That was one of those movies I tried to watch so many times when I was a kid and kept falling asleep. Just kept falling asleep. I saw him blow up that fucking oil refinery or whatever it was so many times. Saw his wife make a cake that had shit, the word shit on it.
Yeah.
They didn't have the word shit on it.
I don't know. I didn't watch Raw Deal that much either.
Yeah. I couldn't, if my life depended upon it, tell you what that fucking movie was about. Just couldn't do it. Wouldn't want to.
Undercover cop joins the mob.
Oh, well, all right.
There you go.
Wherein does the Raw Deal appear? At what point is the deal undercooked?
At some point, he gets a suit and slicks back his hair.
Yeah.
No, no.
Fucks that.
Can't tell you. I can tell you this.
Yes?
Predator is easily one of the greatest films ever made.
Yeah. Yeah?
Deal with it.
Yeah, it is. It is. There ain't much about that can be argued.
Do it! Come on! Kill me! I'm here!
It began as Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
And as Shane Black said, I can't do my kicks. I can't do my kicks. So he was out. He was gone. Yeah. But evidently the guy who was in the Predator suit couldn't see. During the fight.
See that.
It was just like, fucking whatever. Although it did raise a whole group of dummies to think that mud defeats thermal.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I mean, it's terrific, right?
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It is joyous.
Mud is not going to... Well, let's say their thermal just sucks.
Well,
whatever planet they're from,
uh-huh.
Their thermal technology is questionable.
Well, putting cold mud on your body, the way the human body works, we are designed to be about 99 degrees.
Talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you in the eye. we're meant to be that. If our body gets colder than that, we heat up to compensate. So if you put cold mud on yourself, you'll actually get hotter.
That sounds like nonsense.
Yes, that sounds like fancy college boy talk, Mr. Dirks. Ain't got time for that shit.
No.
Predator, talk about a shot of some biceps.
Yes. Two this time.
Two, like just, holy shit, look at that.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura just, I would like to use a minigun and cut the entire jungle down.
Ain't got time to bleed.
He's got to bleed.
Great. Lines.
He really does. He really does.
This shit makes Cambodia look like Kansas.
If only he had had like a fucking feather boa.
He probably did.
Like if he had a camouflage feather boa that he wore the whole time. And all
like you can't wear that. You're, you're Black Ops. You lampooning me, meat drapes.
Feels like a third cock.
We don't need soundboards. We'll just do our own.
I like that my voice is deep enough that I can. Yeah. I could say that. So, you know. He's dead.
It's terrific.
It's terrific. It is. But Predator is one that it's talked to death. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
You don't. What the fuck?
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't
understand. I remember my brother coming home from the movie theater.
So.
And he was quite upset because Arnold got his ass kicked in this. Is how you put it.
Mm-hmm.
But Arnold got his ass kicked, man. My brother was way into bodybuilding at that point.
Right.
He was not pleased. Did he win? Yeah. But he got his ass kicked.
By an alien.
But he's a fucking...
That's invisible.
What? Hey. It's all right.
What are you talking about?
I patted him on the back.
I never saw Predator 2. I saw bits and pieces. But what was funny was I was over at a party at this guy's house and... The TV was on, and Brian Hillsman, you know, looks over and he's like, that's Predator 2. It's about to say Los Angeles 1997 or whatever. And then boom, right on the, like, holy shit. He's like, I don't know why. It's like, how can I fucking parrot every single line of Coming to America while I'm watching it? But yeah, I'm not, I don't remember it.
There Predator 2 fell in a time where just about anything on TV was okay with me. Yeah. And that showed up on cable, and it's one of those movies that was just on.
Right.
I watched it more than I even... I wasn't even watching it. I don't think. It's just like zoning out. Ruben Blades was in it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering, were their plans for the third movie ruined when the show To Catch a Predator came on? Because the third one was going to be called To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows? That was the worst fucking joke I ever could have made. And I understand that it was awful. It is.
The coolest part of that was when the alien ship landed and they had all the other skulls in it.
Yes, that's
that was the big news. The big noise. Big noise. Big news.
So, yes, Predator.
It's fantastic.
People love that shit, man. I loved Iron Man. Not Iron Man, Running Man.
Running Man.
That movie made no fucking sense.
Really. And the ultimate response to an I'll Be Back.
Yes.
Is
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, what I love is how limited our view of the future was in older science fiction.
Incredibly limited.
How it was like, we are going to have all of this amazing shit change, but none of our technology is going to change that significantly. No. We're still going to use tapes.
Yep.
Everything's going to be CRT. Mm-hmm. Our computers are going to be single-color CRT.
Mm-hmm.
How odd is it to think that the technology is the least believable part of that show now, of that movie now?
Yeah.
I am,
everything else I can see happening.
Yeah, I am fairly certain that at some point there is going to be a fucking death, human cockfighting deathmatch television show. I don't doubt it.
No.
I genuinely don't, but... It won't be in standard def.
No, it will not. That's ridiculous.
It'll be streaming. They'll live tweet it. They'll do all that shit. It'll be on the cloud.
Yeah. It'll be Death Race 2000.
Yeah.
And it'll be multiple shows.
Mm-hmm.
And Running Man.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? So, I read the book.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the Bachman books. So it was okay. Nope. It was one of those things where like the ending of it was sort of like, oh, okay.
That happened a lot. Like with Rage.
Yeah.
Those Bachman stories.
Right.
Just kind of feeling his way in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of song ideas, I'll call them. And like, this is a crazy-ass idea.
Yeah.
This is a great little, well, a better way to put it is, a good, like, horror TV episode.
Right.
It's a short, you get a short story. A little twist. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
What a terrifying idea. Uh-huh. What are we going to do with the rest of it?
What I remember was this guy who was my roommate at the time was a huge Stephen King fan, and he was like straight up, no, that's not a Stephen King story. It was written by Richard Bachman. Like he was totally like, no, they're different. No, they're not.
They're not. No, it wasn't even that garden.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it was very, very, very known right off the bat. But Running Man, I don't know. I liked it, but it's one that does not hold up.
No.
At all.
No, but it is funny.
Oh God, yes, it's fucking genius, and it came out the same goddamn calendar year as Predator.
Yeah. Are you ready for pain, Jesse Ventura? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. God, I just love how the future is just the future is nothing but fucking dark, smoky alleys with fucking barrel fires.
Yes.
Like, that's all. You know you're in the future because there's, like, fucking overturned shopping carts and barrel... Basically, Detroit is the future.
The future brought to you by Double Dragon.
Yeah. Yes, uh-huh. Woman getting punched unconscious in the stomach. What? How?
Punched really hard.
Yeah. Good shit.
So goofy.
Red Heat.
That's another one.
Only seen one. I love his Ivan Danko. That pronunciation reminds me of something I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Have you seen the previews for the new Hobbit movie?
Yes.
Worst title ever because all yours. The Hobbit. The Desolation of Smaug.
Yes.
You can't say that word.
No.
Without it sounding weird. The Desolation of Smaug. Try it. Try. Give me the announcer voice. The Hobbit. The Desolation of Smaug. Without sounding ridiculous.
The Desolation of Smaug. It's like someone stroking out at the end of time.
The Desolation of Smaug.
The Desolation of Smaug. Smaug. The Smaug. the Demolition of Goddamn sense.
Nope.
One of those fucking cartoons from my childhood, they just called it Smaug.
Yeah, Smaug.
So for a billion years, it was Smaug.
The Desolation of Smaug.
Okay.
Okay. The Desolation of Smaug.
No.
Yeah.
Smaug. That's how Tolkien... I don't give a shit. It doesn't sound good.
And here's the thing. The people who comment on that, they're the ones that, that's not how Professor Tolkien wanted to pronounce.
That's not how you fucking pronounce "go lightly," but yeah. I prefer that.
Yeah, but the Desolation of Smaug.
Desolation of Smaug.
It really does that way. And Hope and I were laughing about that for like an hour last night. Because I sat there trying to find a way of saying it. And the closest I got was The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug. And even then, it's fucking weird. I had Smaug. If he'd have gone Desolation of Smaug.
And it's all over the place in the actual movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Smaug, you this. Oh, Smaug, you that. Blah, blah, blah.
But with Smaug, oh, wow. Yeah,
you have to blow Smaug up Smaug's ass.
Yeah, yeah. Is there going to be a dishwashing scene in this film? I certainly hope.
Fingers crossed.
And some singing and dancing.
Yeah, probably.
And a doctor with poop on his head.
Perhaps, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky. Are we lucky?
Are we?
And that's why I looked at and seen Captain Ivan Danko.
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't he watch porn in a hotel room, like a scene of it on television, and just look off camera and say capitalism?
Capitalism. So, yeah. Because German and Russian, same fucking thing. Evidently. Yeah.
That was what he gathered from that porn scene.
Yes. It occurred. That's all we can say. Red Heat happened. And then... he said, hey, let's make him a funny movie.
Yeah. Hey, funny guy. Here's where things start.
Hey, funny guy.
Here's where things start getting off the rails.
Yeah.
Because up until now, he's been the Terminator or Conan. And Dutch, which maybe he's Dutch. I can see it. Sort of. Mm-hmm. What's his face? He was John Matrix in Commando.
Yeah.
We're already pretty much halfway into Hasbro with Commando anyway, so let that slide. But then he starts getting all these regular Joe names or crazy Stretch Armstrong action names.
His name is fucking Dirk Mantooth. You know?
Yes.
Hang on a second. I have to tell Hope that I'm fucking recording.
Oswald Braunstrong.
Fucking Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong. Yeah. Yes.
I think...
without all the crippling lies.
Yes. Yes, honesty. Honesty, sir. Honesty. It's the most important thing ever.
Especially when you're desolating Smaug.
Yes, Desolation of Smaug. Now, the other day I was watching Casino Royale, and I was amazed at the breadth that Danielle Craig brought to it. So tell me, with Julius Benedict in Twines, how wonderful Mr. Schwarzenegger's performance was.
Schwarzenegger's.
Yes. Don't you know the original pronunciation? Arnwald Schwarzenegger's.
The Prussian Empire pronunciation.
Yes, of course.
Smaug.
My name is Ian Fleming. I write all of the GAMs Beyond movies. Began with Casimir Royal. Now I'm very interested in Twines with
Arnwald Schwarzenegger. Casimir Royal. It's about little electric pianos.
Pianos, yes.
Pianists.
Little electronic.
Okay. Yes.
Twins was one that, like, the whole reason to see it was like, oh, wow, Schwarzenegger's going to be with Danny DeVito. Yeah, why not? It was all right.
Yeah.
Fine. I have not seen it in 30... No, I can't be seeing that, right? It can't be 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it in 25 years.
Didn't care for it.
Yeah, I was okay with it. Did not see him play Tales from the Crypt.
No idea that even happened. So,
but then there's Total Recall, which I have seen once.
As the one.
I've seen it once in 1990. And I liked it. See, that's the kind of, like, alien future world that I'm okay with, where it's just sort of like, okay, so it's a studio backlot.
Got it.
They just dirtied up a bunch of new shit, and that's
the ceiling of your biodome here on the Red Planet looks like the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
My recollection of the movies is fine. I wish that they hadn't done the little button at the end. It's like, this whole thing could be a dream. Maybe just end it with them making out and shit.
Yeah, don't Jacob's Ladder me meat drapes.
Yeah. Meat drapes.
Meat drapes.
Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Yes. I liked it, but again, I haven't fucking seen it since it came out.
No idea.
Don't know what to say.
Been a while. I liked it a whole lot more than the new one. Yeah. Say that much.
Well, that's fucking setting the par pretty fucking high right there. That's, you know, so long as you shoot under 30, you win, you know. Now, you want to get stupid with a name, the most unbelievable name that dude has. How's a boot?
John Kimball?
John Kimball.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
This movie was fun as hell. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I love how it's one of the few things that points out, no, being a teacher is fucking hard. This guy can do all this shit, but you go in there, it's like, what can you do? You got a kid who's going to ask you to go to the bathroom every fucking 2 minutes.
Yeah.
No matter what. What the fuck can you do? And his freak out when he screamed, quah! And then they all started crying.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was magic. Absolute goddamn magic. But yeah, Kindergarten Cop. It's funny, that Richard Tyson.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary in it. Mm-hmm. Everything about it is just so weird. The moment, though, that I would love to watch over and over again was when he beat the shit out of that abusive parent. It was so fucking great.
Yeah.
It was so incredible. He fucking waylays his ass.
I don't know if you can get away with that now.
No.
In that context. It would have to be a serious drama.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could just have some lighthearted comedy.
Where it's like, now I'm going to throw in a little fucking boost of Azul.
No, I don't think so.
On this jerk off. But yeah, Terminator. I mean, what? No.
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
From there, Christmas in Connecticut. Don't know that. Man in chair in front of media truck.
Mm.
Surprisingly uncredited. He was in he did the voice of John J. Nikolai. Don't know. He was in Dave. Great. Then The Last Action Hero, which I really haven't seen all the way through, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It struck me as one of those that, like, if you approach it as what it is, it's okay.
Well, I didn't know how to do that in
that
was. 1993.
Mm-hmm. Oh, junior to senior year of high school.
Wasn't equipped for that. And at that point in my life, I could have used, you know, just a guy cutting the head off of Tulsa Doom. Or throwing a pipe through a guy wearing a mesh shirt like Commando or anything other than that.
Yeah.
I need, what the hell was that?
That was, I don't know. That came out of my mouth. It was like,
that's Smaug.
Smaug. Smaug.
From Smaug.
From Dr. Tolkien. Toel Quine.
So that did not,
Sit right. Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, it just seems like it's too meta for people to get. Where it's like, no, it's an action movie that is commenting on action movies while being an action movie and da 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 da.
Yeah,
Ian McKellen.
Yeah, as death, apparently. As death,
yeah. So there it is. Then True Lies, which we talked about, was good. I have not seen Junior.
No. I tuned out after that. For a while, Arnie, he hurt me bad.
Yeah, he did.
So I don't need this.
Now, here's the thing. Terminator 2 3D Battle Across Time is actually like a 3D ride movie at the Universal Studios.
Okay.
When I was out for the Rose Bowl, that was in my really heavy drinking days.
Right.
And I got drunk at Universal Studios.
Nice.
Because they sold beer, and I bought it. And I did not buy any food. I just bought beer. And there was a thing, it's like this weird thing where you wait in a lobby and then this woman comes out and pretends to be a Cyberdyne employee. Who's like, oh, well, welcome to WWE. Because this whole thing. And she said something that was kind of funny, laugh. And I was just, and like literally a good 5 seconds after, she starts delivering her next line and I go, ha, 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 like that. And she fucking freezes. She goes, all right. And continues on like a fucking pro. It was hilarious.
Like, oh to my gosh, can I just get through the day?
Why does this fucking jerk off have to be here to give me shit?
Why is he always here?
I have not seen Eraser, have you?
Give them to me.
No.
Okay. How about him playing Howard Langston in Jingle All the Way? Nope. I have seen Batman and Robin. Now, here we're just going to take a step back here. Do you remember when Batman and Robin came out and everyone was so fucking burned from the one with Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
He played Batman.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That people were talking about, like, this thing's good. This is, like, the best of the Batman. Like, for a while, that. And I didn't see it when it was in theater. I just didn't.
Me neither. No.
I didn't see it until, I'm proud of myself, Riff Track.
Oh, wow.
I saw it literally for the first time, like, 3 years ago with the Riff Track. It's fantastic.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With the Riff Track. Kill the heroes! Like, what? Really? What? Yeah. It is stupefyingly awful.
It
genuinely, it fucking...
It's like Mario Brothers weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Your weird is the way to put that. Yeah. Because it's not just bad. It's
wacky.
Strangely bad.
There's ice skating?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of ice
skating. What the fuck is going on?
Fucking lot of ice skating. Like a fair quantity of ice skating.
I know that the idea that Shoemaker had was we're going to do more like the original TV show and just go for whimsy and fun, but you fucking roller skate on a rocket past.
Yeah.
Or ice skates in this case, past fun to just. What the fuck is. What is going on?
Yeah. Why is this stupid?
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
It's so stupid that is this supposed to be like an art piece that I don't get?
Yeah.
That's how crazy we've gotten. Like straight up German black box theater.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What?
It genuinely is that shit where you get dragged by that friend who thinks, oh, it's my new piece. You have to come see my new piece in the fucking experimental theater.
You have to come see my sequence.
Yeah. My installation's going up tomorrow. Fine.
I don't like people or things.
Yeah, I don't want... Can I not... How is it going to affect our friendship if I don't?
Yeah.
And do I really care
if
it's an adverse reaction? I'm going to go with no. So let's say, fuck it. No. I have, however, seen End of Days.
In the theater.
Oh,
in Costa Mesa, California.
I saw it at the theater I was managing.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I actually got some kids in fucking trouble. It was great. I was manager of the theater. And there were these two kids who got ejected from that theater. And they were young. And they called their mom and was like, you know, we were telling you, you need to go. Then I was like, my dad's here. My mom wants to talk to you.
All right.
Fine. Mom was like, they're kids. They're this and that. It's like, look, they were in a rated R movie that they should. And the mom was like, what? No, they said they were going to see whatever. I was like, no, I walked them out of the theater showing End of Days. Would you please put my son back on the phone? And dad was there picking him up. And all, so I was like, oh, they're going to feed a line of shit to dad who's going to be mad at me. Then they're going to get home and get their balls handed to him because mom's going to be like, no.
That is not what happened. You little shit.
That is such a bad movie. It was one of those like the year 2000, we have to have end of the world movies.
What a painful waste of Gabriel Byrne.
Oh, God, yes.
And I'm sure he had a good time doing it. Because what actor didn't want to play the devil at least once?
Right.
But,
what if it's not Christ in New York? What if it's Christine York? What? What?
In dreams, everything is upside down and backwards, and you add another number, take a number away. What is it?
Well, it was
Rod Steiger. It
was upside down and backwards. 1999. 666 was really 999. It's like the people who fucking, like Penn and Teller's reaction to the fucking Nostradamus people. Like, Well, and if you reverse this and change, like, wait, what?
Wait a minute. You reverse this, take this letter out.
Yeah. So alter the spelling entirely.
then it'll mean this.
And then it has a different meaning. Right. Okay, great.
You take the letter E out of toe, it becomes two. Now, is that two or is that the number two?
Yeah. So there.
So there.
Makes you think.
Fucking meat drapes.
Have you seen The Sixth Day where he plays Adam Gibson?
I don't even have a concept of that movie. I don't know what's going on. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I remember the promo for it.
There's like clones or some
clones
shit.
Clones and people flying around and
clones flying around.
No, they had flying machines.
Well, people were the flying machines.
Daring young men and their fabulous flying jalopies. No. Something. There were nice. I don't know. But
it was garbage.
Yeah, from what I could tell.
Yeah, it looked awful.
I didn't want to see any part of it.
And then Gordy Brewer in Collateral Damage.
Maybe my favorite name of his.
Gordy Brewer. Collateral Damage?
Gordy.
What was that?
Brewer. I have no idea. But a name like Gordy Brewer.
Gordy Brewer, that's
why aren't you playing a hockey goon, Arnold?
Yeah, that's a fucking mouthful right there. That's a snoot full of nonsense. I did not see Liberty's Kids established 1776, where he played Baron von Steuben, which I'm okay with. But I did see Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines in the theater as part of a... I had just transferred onto a new team at Dell, and it was like one of the budget that they had for functions. They just... It was the end of the year. They had to go somewhere, so it's like, fuck it, we're going to go to the draft house to see the new Terminator movie, and just bought buckets of beer and massive mounds of appetizers.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was awesome. The movie wasn't awesome. Not at all.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. Okay, it was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
But I was thinking it was going to be really, really bad.
Yeah.
And it just turned out to be kind of bad.
Well, Schwarzenegger was originally not going to do it because Seacakes wasn't directing. And
right.
He was like, dude, do it. Charge him a fucking buttload of money and do it.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Why not?
It's just not that good.
Nah.
Now we go into the political era of him. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the... I saw the rundown, but don't remember him in it.
He just walks past the rock and says, have fun.
Oh, Donaldo. Did not see you around the world. Did not see the kid and I. Expendables. 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
1, 2 felt like what they wanted 1 to be.
Yes.
1 was an interesting concept that I don't think landed.
1 was firing correctly for what they wanted to do until that wacky ass third act.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What is happening? Why is there paintings? Why are people painting their faces?
Yeah.
What? Who's the? You're the bad guy, but you're not the bad guy. But you did.
Yeah.
No, this could have used
some
major rewrites.
Yeah.
Here, because things. I mean, not you don't just see the stitches.
Yeah.
The ball just comes flying apart.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Oh, totally. Yes.
Albeit that great fight scene, the couple of great fight scenes towards the end.
Right.
That notwithstanding, it's just
Terminator, fucking Expendables 2 landed though.
Yes.
That thing was fucking fantastic.
I enjoyed the shit out of that movie.
And Van Damme is a bad guy? Yes, please.
The devil's favorite pet. fuck it. Whatever.
I love that guy. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was great. It's fantastic. But Expendables 2 is what I wanted Expendables 1 to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I got 1.5 good movies as opposed to 2 great movies.
Exactly.
But holy shit, that little bit of acting that Mickey Rourke does in The Expendables, it's a little spooky because there's a little too much gas going on in this kind of movie for Mickey Rourke to break out that little scene. You know, Sly just sat back down the camera going, that's why.
There you go.
That's why I hired.
Yep. Oh, there's a good slide, by the way.
Oh, it's spot on.
Spot
sounds
fucking
like
on.
Fucking another guy stroking out saying Smaug.
Desolation, Mickey.
That's why you're here. I love you, Mickey.
I've not seen The Last Stand.
No, I haven't seen any of this shit.
Such. But here's the thing. To give you people an idea of what he's
Ray
doing.
Ray Owens?
Yes.
His name is Ray Owens.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it.
Why not? So, go figure. He played the Terminator in a TV show. Whatever. He's got Escape Plan, Emil Rockmare, yeah.
Makes more sense, at least.
Maggie, he plays Wade. Sabotage, he plays John Breacher Wharton. Then Expendables, Terminator, Triplets, The Legend of Conan. And that's it. I mean, Jesus Christ, the guy's got a stack of movies. He's just right back into it. Like, give me some money, bitches.
That's right.
It's public services for the birds, yo.
And he's doing all those things on Reddit with people say request lines, and he'll record them and throw them out on YouTube. Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. He just does it.
Wow.
He did. I watched one the other day, which was a charity. It's not charity so much as just a good cause for like after school programs or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're bidding to ride with him in a tank and share a cigar with him.
Yes, I've heard of this.
To raise money for these after school programs.
That sounds awesome.
Omaze.com/experiences/Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's something neither of us will be able to afford.
No.
Not at the rate you people are buying shit from Amazon and T-Fury.
No. But that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Ride in a tank with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd do that. I'd smoke a cigar with him. I'd ride in a tank and be like, let's go get some sausages.
Yes.
You're German, you like sausage and beer.
Aren't you my bodyguard?
That's awesome. I don't know if there's anything else to say. This show was kind of scattered.
a skosh.
A touch.
Just
scattered.
A smaug.
Just a smaug. Yeah, I'm flowing. Every once in a while we have one of these where we're both just like, part of it is...
We got lampooned.
Yeah, we did.
By these meat-draping-ass sound drops.
Because I'm too stupid to bring a fucking recorder to record something. Because that's how that shit work. Email us at thefilmthugs.com or thug questions for the sight unseen thing. We're at 512-666-RANT or the_film_... Nobody's listening at this point. The_film_thugs on Skype. Or hell, since Phil's the only one listening, you know how to call me.
Yeah, Phil. This is for you, buddy. I know you're the only one listening. See? That's for you, buddy.
Fantastic. So yeah, we got the T-Fury. We got go to the Film Thugs website and just click on links and buy shit on it. Fucking
all kinds of stuff.
Just buy things. Help us out. Help out our friend Amadeo.
Yeah.
Become part of Amadeo's army and donate money to help the kids with the muscular dystrophy. It's a good thing to do, and it's Christmas time. Twitter, Facebook, all that shit. Anything else?
I mean, it's terrific, right?